This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. After years of discussions on how to improve education funding, the state finally has a price tag on what it will take. Two state commission studies released today detail the resources students, teachers, schools, and districts need in order to meet state standards and requirements. Tracy Rainey is with the Colorado School Finance Project, which worked on one of the studies.
A good way to think about it maybe is if you're going to go out and build a building, you're going to get a blueprint done and a cost analysis done to figure out, can you build what you want to build? What we're doing here now is we've created an education system and put expectations in place, but we had never done the cost analysis. Now we have that.
The studies have been submitted to the state to inform potential legislative bills in the upcoming session. Meanwhile, the Jefferson County School District now has 5 known cases of alleged sexual misconduct involving children by employees in the last year. The latest is former Administrator David Weiss, who died by suicide this week and is under investigation for child pornography. George Muma Jr. is a veteran detective of crimes against children. He says the district needs to do more to regulate who can be identified as a trusted adult on campus.
When the school district started saying that they were going to make teachers or whoever a trusted adult, it raised the hair on the back of my neck, and I said, that's a problem.
Jeffco Schools did not respond to questions from CPR News about how teachers identifying as trusted adults are trained or vetted. It's 5:06. This is CPR News.